Exactly as the Lord says, as you look unto me and you confess my name, I will keep you seeking the kingdom. I will keep you looking to me. For as you confess my name, and as you speak to me, and as you acknowledge me, I will provide through your weaknesses. For the Lord knows that some of you are at the end of yourselves. The Lord knows that some of you are weary and tired. The Lord knows that some of you are distraught in spirit and in heart. The Lord knows that some of you have received a very sad report. But I have come to revive you. I have come to sustain and keep you, says the Lord. For the Lord would have you know, he would not save you, he would not reveal himself to you, if he did not also provide in preserving and keeping you in this life. For he knows the allurements, he knows the trials and the temptations, he knows the trickery of the enemy and how he works. But the good news of the gospel is, my people, that I have come to preserve and keep you in such devilish times, in such deceiving times, in times of woes and complexities, in times of where you are seeing the hearts of many waxing cold. The Lord says that he has overcome all of that, for he is almighty, he is all power, he is all strength, and that is what sustains and keeps you, says the Lord. So do not fear, but simply confess my name. Simply look to me and speak to me and use those tongues that I have baptized you in, and it will be your strength. And this will strengthen your heart when your heart and flesh seems to fail you, when there seems to be nothing left in you, and it's like you are just going under. The Lord says he is there to hold you and to sustain you. And remember, my people, whatever you are feeling, whatever emotions you have gone through, whatever report you have heard, remember, like the wind, it will pass away, and in the morning will come joy. In the morning will come joy into your heart and spirit, even though you have wept those tears. Remember that whatever you go through, it doesn't last. It is only for a short season. And you will come through it knowing that I am greater than everything else. I am greater than those feelings, those emotions that seem at times to take hold of you and seem to take you over. I have overcome all things. And that is why you are here today in my presence, acknowledging me, confessing my name, and worshipping me. Draw from that strength. Draw from the one who has overcome all things, even the spirit of this world, and who has risen from the dead, and who is seated, who is alive forevermore, and is at the right hand of the Father. I am the power and the source of resurrection in your life. And I am raising you up so that you may be with me. And that is why I have gone before and prepared a place for each one of you. For in my Father's house are many mansions, and your mansion is there, says the Lord.